East Coast Breakfast.
Recently, Cape Town has been announced as Time Out's best city in the world right now. And we want to find out, you know, just some interesting questions like, you know, how did Durban do? Where do we feature on this list? So the content director of Time Out South Africa is one Andrew Hallett, and he's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Durban.
Are you well?
I am well.
How is this measured? So what metrics do they use to decide that Cape Town is the best city in the world, or whichever city it is?
Cool. So this is the seventh year of Time Out's global survey of city dwellers. So 18,500 locals from around the world were surveyed, covering everything from food to nightlife and culture, like affordability, happiness, and like an overall city vibe within their cities. And Time Out also asked a panel of their 100 of their city experts. And then all this data was combined, a total of 44 criteria, which I mentioned a few now. And then it was used to rank the greatest cities in the world right now for 2025.
Okay, you know where... Okay. So that's a city. That's like, you know, so a city that you can work, leisure, entertain, exercise in. Okay, as far as that's concerned, I think Durban CBD city has a ways to go. How did Durban do on your list anyway?
So as this is a Time Out travel and global survey, I'm not privy to every piece of data from the survey.
Okay.
And I'm sure, as you can imagine, I'm kind of celebrating the Cape Town win at the moment. In terms of other African cities that made the top 50, we had Marrakesh in Morocco and Lagos in Nigeria. They both cracked the nod, finishing 32nd and 41st, respectively.
Huh. Nice. All right. So as a city expert, what would Durban need to do to qualify to get a little bit better? What are some of the, I don't know, top line things that we could sort of aim towards? Because we have our mayor on speed dial. I did a function not that long ago with our premier, and we know people, so we might be able to institute some of these things. What do you think, Andrew? Are some of the top things that these best cities do well?
I'm a big fan of Durban myself. I come up to Durban quite regularly from Cape Town. Look, I think a lot of it has to do as well when measuring in a survey like this. You've got, unfortunately, I know you guys have had problems with your beaches, and I know you guys are obviously world-renowned for your beaches. So that's maybe one area to look at, to maybe up on the rankings. But I think what Durban does in general, the vibe that Durban has is fantastic. And I think what's quite exciting for us as Time Out South Africa is that within the coming months, we're actually going to be launching Time Out Durban. It's a really exciting time for us, and we essentially just want Durbanites to be able to experience more of the best of their city. And hopefully in the years to come, Durban will shoot up the rankings as well as we kind of get it more on the map, and so it's exciting times.
There's also a nice long list of 11 things to do, by the way, in Durban on Time Out, just FYI, Andrew.
Yeah.
So
yes.
We appreciate
that is all going to be updated with the latest best things to do in Durban, and it's going to be expanded upon, and it's going to be really, really exciting times for Time Out South Africa and the city of Durban itself.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Okay.
And we have to help you put that list together.
Yeah,
we
sure.
know all the things.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Yeah. We need your guys' voices and expertise. So 100%.
We are at your
ready.
Use and abuse us, Andrew. Okay.
I will.
Well done, Cape Town.
Thank you.
We will learn from your example. Andrew, thank you for talking to us.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.